Good evening. I'm going to talk this evening about Psalm 23, verse 1, a very familiar verse, a very familiar psalm, in a talk I call Learn to Listen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So, taking the first part, the Lord is my shepherd. If you look up the definition of shepherd in the dictionary, you probably wouldn't be surprised to find it's a noun that describes somebody who takes care of sheep. And most, if not all of us, would know that a shepherd feeds the sheep, waters the sheep, provides them with shelter from harsh weather, moves them to other fields when they need fresh grass, and so on. And basically cares for and nurtures their flock. But you also find that shepherd is a verb, which is used to describe one who guides a group in a particular direction. And for most, the immediate thought there will be a shepherd with a sheepdog rounding sheep up and getting them into a pen like you see in the sheepdog trials on the TV. But actually, in this case, let's think more of a tour guide who's having to shepherd a group of people around an attraction. And they're having to stop at various places to talk about this particular aspect and that particular aspect. But they have to do it in a set time because they have to move on before the next group comes through. And the problem for the tour guide is there are some people in that group who are willing to move on when they need to move. There are other people who would like to hang around a bit longer they want to take a bit more time to take in what they're looking at. There are other people who want to go all the way over there because actually that looks really, really interesting, but that comes later in the tour. And the tour guide's job is to get all of these people who've got all their own ideas as to where they're going to go, how long they're going to spend there, etc., and get them all to go in the same direction at the same time. And we can well imagine that the Lord has exactly the same sort of problem with us and the rest of his people. Just add to that the fact that we and the rest of his people have all got different places to go to. As Matt has already mentioned, he has a plan for each of us. But there is evidence that the Lord does this for us. And when you read in Exodus about his people, the Israelites, when they're enslaved in Egypt, and the Lord frees them from Egypt, guides them out through a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, across the Red Sea, across the desert and the wilderness towards the Promised Land. And while they're out in the desert and the wilderness, he's providing food and water for them. And this morning, if you were here this morning for this morning's service, you will know that John, in his sermon, was talking about how God steps in. And this was one of the examples he gave. And God steps in this example, in a very physical manner. He appears to the Israelites as this pillar of cloud or fire to guide them to where they need to go. And he creates food and water for them so that they are obviously nourished. So with all this in mind, it's actually very apt that the Lord is described in Psalm 23 as a shepherd, because it's clear that he is caring for and nurturing his people, and he is guiding them to where he wants them to go. But then, how does God step in to our lives and our situations? Because we certainly don't see pillars of cloud guiding us where we need to go. We don't step outside and find Big Macs falling from the sky when we feel hungry. So, how does he guide us? How does he provide for us? How does he step into our situation? We need to learn the call of our shepherd. We need to learn to hear our Lord's call. And we do that by growing in faith. And this morning, again, rather fortuitously, Jill was talking to us about growing. Like the sheep, we can learn from others. There are going to be people here who have grown much in faith. Similarly, there will be other people who have not grown quite so much yet. And it's important that the wisdom of those who have grown much in faith is imparted on others. How do we do that? Well, simple one, discussions at church before or after the service. No doubt a number of you have been having discussions before the service. I'm fairly sure we'll all be having lots of discussions afterwards over cake and ice cream. discussions at home within your families, discussions over the garden fence with your neighbours, discussions in home group. That's a very good one, a small, close-knit group of people, a variety of ages, a variety of backgrounds, a variety of experiences, studying the Bible and sharing knowledge. Prayer, conversing with God. One of the benefits we do have over the sheep is we can have a conversation with God through prayer. I did do a bit of Googling. I found a lot of sheep that talk to shepherds and a lot of shepherds that talk to sheep, but I've not found any with intelligent conversation going on between the two. Learn to hear the Lord's call. Which then leads us on nicely to the second part of the verse, I shall not want. In today's society, it's all too easy for us to take our basic needs for granted and take the Lord's provision for granted. When we get into difficult and sticky situations, sometimes we can get so engrossed in the what am I going to do about it and how am I going to deal with this situation that we forget to ask the Lord for help. We need to ask for his guidance. We need to ask for his provision. Hearing the Lord and knowing he is there is a very good start, but we need to take heed of what he has to say about the situation. We need to listen to what he wants. I'm pretty sure there's many parents out there who have had arguments with their children about hearing and not listening. I'm sure there's plenty of wives out there who have had arguments about, we'll leave that one. Not wishing to have any domestics. If we go back to the Israelites, while they were in the wilderness, they did complain. They began to take the Lord's provision for granted. Why is it all we ever get is this manna? We want something better. And then they get into the sticky situation. They reach the promised land, but they then discover the powerful tribes that already occupy the land. And they seem to strangely have forgotten that the Lord is with them. And I said before, the Lord seemed to have a very physical presence there, guiding them with these pillars of cloud and fire and creating food for them. So it seems difficult to understand how they could forget that he's there. And although he speaks through Moses, they hear Moses, but they don't listen. The Lord's words seem to just become background noise and are ignored. And ultimately, the Lord refuses to allow them into the promised land. I too have been in a sticky situation very recently. A number of you will have already heard about it. Thursday night, our car broke down. We were actually on our last night of our holiday before we came home. And so I ended up pulling the car over. We were on a dual carriageway, sat in a trucker's lay-by. The AA came out, couldn't repair it, so we needed to get a truck to go and pick the car up. And we ended up sat at the side of the road for a very long time. It basically transpired, the AA thought I was on my own in the car. They didn't realise I'd got a whole family with me. It was about 29 degrees outside. We had no food. We were going to eat when we got back to the campsite. We had no water because we'd just run out, having been at Legoland, and we were going to replenish at the campsite. And I'd made this very clear a couple of times to the AA in some heated conversations. At one point, I sat down at the side of the road, put my head in my hands, and I just, in my head, I said, Lord, I know you're there. Just a little help, please. Now, I know that isn't much of a prayer, but in the situation I was in, that was about the best I could manage. And I took my hands away from my head. I stood back up. I was kind of looking around the floor and just generally looking around because there's not a lot to do. And over the top of the car, I noticed a foreign truck driver on the other side of the road waving a couple of bottles of water at me. And he came to the middle of the dual carriageway, and I went over to meet him with my water bottle because I thought he was going to fill it up. And he went, no, you have these. Wow, thanks very much. And answered a prayer. Then knowing that we had got about another hour to wait, I thought, well, I'll just Google and see if there's a takeaway nearby. And it turned out there was one only a quarter of a mile away. So actually, probably about 5-10 minutes walk for me, and I was off getting fish and chips for the kids. Whilst out on that walk, the AA did ring up and apologise because of their mistake, and we wound up agreeing that they'd get a truck to take us back to our campsite that night, and they would arrange for another truck to pick us up from the campsite in the morning and bring us home. So actually our holiday ended almost like we wanted, just we came back on the back of a lorry. But sticky situation, and just for that initial period, I too had forgotten about the Lord, and I was more bothered about how am I going to look after my family. And it was just at that point where I decided to go and ask for the help. And this is the point. As we learn to listen to the Lord, we begin to understand where he's guiding us and what he is providing us with. That means we can thank him for that provision, and that should hopefully stop us from getting too complacent, stop us taking that provision for granted. If we don't, we can find our situation is getting worse, much like the Israelites did at the Promised Land. So in summary, learn to hear the Lord's call and grow in faith. But rather than let the Lord's call become background noise, learn to listen. Thank you.